Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Audio of the day and audio of the week. Bruce Drennan is a sports in Cleveland, Ohio, former Major League Baseball announcer, NBA announcer, and apparently sports radio personality. He was doing the post-game show on the Bally Sports Network. Odyssey Bally's. On the Bally Sports Network, and Bruce Drennan, after Cleveland's 3-2 loss, absolutely loses it on a caller.
You can just simply pitch around Ramirez, keep walking him, don't give him anything to hit. The next guy, the good pitch is down the middle, he won't swing at, but the ball's down around his ankles, he hits the shortstop into a double play. This has been going on for 2 years.
Right, I guess you missed a lot of the games that Reyes hit in the clutch last year, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah. You're an idiot. No. You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
You are an idiot.
Listen, you're going to tell me you are judging. You don't know anything. You don't know squat, you stupid idiot. You're going to tell me you're going to make a judgment on the season after one game in 30-degree weather that proves what an ignoramus you are. Get off our show. Fair weather idiot. All right, we're going to move on here. 844-289-1421. Didn't even have the courtesy to call me by my name. I got a few names I'd like to call him.
Oh, yeah, we're here in Cleveland, Mickey, you know.
Mickey Drennan, apparently. That's amazing. That is fantastic. I don't even remember what the guy said to get that type of reaction. It is. I do feel bad for callers in Major League Baseball postgame shows because it is tough to make, you know, an observation off of one game, one of 162. But we had kind of our own incident here that Tolo said we should compare it with. Bruce Drennan, Cleveland, Jared Sandler, Metroplex.
Well, which one? He's done it multiple times. I pulled two audio clips thinking, why are these saved twice? Oh, they're two different callers. Jared, take it away. Call number one.
The Hamels deal was atrocious. Nick Williams is up tearing it up.
The Hamels deal was atrocious?
Was atrocious.
The Hamels deal is atrocious. So you don't like winning AL West titles? Whoa, okay.
Hold on. This franchise has never won a World Series.
Hold on. You've lost me at the Hamels deal is atrocious. The Rangers got Hamels and Diekman, who are integral parts of winning a division in 2015. And you know what?
Well, what has it gotten us? What have we won, Jared?
It doesn't. Listen, you know what you've won? You've been one of the most winning.
It doesn't matter. That's
one of the winningest teams in the last 8 years.
That's the point.
They should have won a World Series in 2011. As a general manager, all you can do is put together a team that's good enough to win. And he has put together teams good enough to win. They haven't gotten the job done.
6 years.
They have not gotten the job done. The teams have been good enough to win.
Who does that fall on? JD.
It falls on the players.
God, I love that. Okay, hang on. So before we play the second Sandler, let's play the Cleveland one more time. Let's sandwich it in the middle. We'll go Sandler, Indians, back to Sandler, and then rank the three of them. Troy, what were you about to say?
Oh, I just don't know who was on the board that day, but normally for you young radio novices that hopefully make it to major market, you want to pull down the collar? But whoever was on the board that day, thank you for keeping the collar up. That was great. It was so good.
This reminded me when I was doing Mavs board op and Cooperstein was doing the post game.
Oh, man.
He got into it with a caller who said that the Maverick team was as good as the Showtime Lakers. And he was trying to get him to stop. And he was on a card table at the middle of the American Airlines Center. And I got to pick my coffee up. And he goes, hang on a second. Bang! And he slams his hand on the table, and you hear like glass breaking on the side. Hang on a second! Just yelling. I'm dying laughing over here. Oh, I love those post game shows, man.
They're so much fun. But let's go back to the guy in Cleveland, shall we?
You can just simply pitch around Ramirez, keep walking him, don't give him anything to hit. The next guy. The good pitches down the middle he won't swing at, but the ball's down around his ankles. He hits the shortstop into a double play. This has been going on for 2 years.
Right. I guess you missed a lot of the games that Reyes hit in the clutch last year, huh?
No.
Oh, yeah. You're an idiot. You're an idiot and you don't know baseball. You are an idiot. Listen, you're going to tell me you are judging? You don't know anything. You don't know squat, you stupid idiot. You're going to tell me you're going to make a judgment on the season after one game in 30-degree weather that proves what an ignoramus you are? Get off our show. Fair weather idiot.
Oh, see, that's the clip. That's the clip.
Sean, real quick.
My favorite is the guy go, I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm trying to prove I'm not an idiot.
What would you consider good clutch numbers? Because I went and did some research on Reyes last year. The guy said, I guess you'd have missed him in the clutch last year.
Right. Are we talking average?
Yeah, let's go batting average.
I mean, you're better at this stuff than I am, but I guess in the clutch, I would say if you were 275, 280 or better.
Okay. In a tie game last year, he hit 233.
Oh.
Late.
I know that's not good.
No. Late and close, which is seventh inning or later, with the team tied ahead by one or tying run on deck, he was 276.
Okay.
Within two runs, he was 258. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I guess you missed him in the clutch. You know, we have the internet there, Bruce. I know people named Bruce probably don't know about the internet.
This guy is
a little bit older.
No.
He got a little loud.
He doesn't know about the internet. He does know how to be a smartass, especially like if you heard in the middle of that audio.
No.
Oh, yeah. You're an idiot.
That's great. Like when you get all smartassy like that, you're like, oh, man, you're kind of becoming punchable. Much like Jared Sandler when he kind of did the same thing to a caller back in the day.
With this team, Daniels wants to put anybody anywhere he can and stick with the youth.
Hey, Jonathan, where did you play Major League Baseball? What did you play? Because you just said that when you played, I'm kind of curious. You seem to have experience playing Major League Baseball or being a part of a Major League Baseball team.
Smartass.
No, hell no. Of course I didn't.
What position did you play?
I played outfield. I played center field and right field.
But so you moved around?
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Oh, okay.
But I was plugged in the outfield. And I want each player to go out there and feel comfortable in their position instead of having to worry about every day where they're going to show up and
Jonathan,
play.
You know what? When you're like 15 or 20 games into the season and your center fielder, your second baseman, your shortstop, all on the disabled list, then your third baseman on the disabled list, guys, you're going to have to move around a little bit. The Rangers went into the season wanting Joey Gallo to play first base every single day, and they had a change, Jonathan.
2009. And 10.
What does this have to do with 2009?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go Indians rant 1, Sandler first rant 2, Sandler second rant 3. That's my ranking of the rants.
Same one. Same one. Yeah, the Indians' first rant is, I mean, like, it's so condescending and disrespectful. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh,
I think the last one was the most condescending. Jared, too. Sandler, too, was the most condescending. Like, the Indians one is just so unnecessary. It's like, so you're an idiot. You're a moron. And then, the Sandler first rant is my number two on that list.
The condescending,
but so you moved around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I was plugged in.
Interesting. Wow. What a development in your call.
Were you in the back staff? Were you in the back staff as well?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.